Could we ask for better weather? I don't think so for a night concert. This next tune is called Brown's Ferry Blues, having no idea what Brown's Ferry is. It's a familiar melody. It sounds a little bit like Hesitation Blues. What else did we say? There was another song.
Rubberneck Blues.
Oh, yeah, Rubberneck Blues. It's an old Bill Monroe, very obscure Bill Monroe tune. Anyway, Brown's Ferry Blues. Starting the Greenbrier Boys, we used to go down to Maryland and to North Carolina. In North Carolina, they had a fiddlers convention. It was called Union Grove, and it was the oldest going and biggest fiddlers convention at the time. It's now, I believe, you can only get there by invitation. The reason being that it ended up having like 500,000 people, and about a quarter of those 500,000 were motorcycle drivers. So things started getting out of hand, but when we first went down there, we were really an oddity. This was about 1957 or 58. And a couple of folks came up to me with no animosity whatsoever, and they said, are you a Jew? I never saw a Jew before. And I said, no. I was felt like telling them I'm half Armenian, but then I'm sure they would have confused them a little more. And then they'd say, taste any of this? You ever taste any of this? And they pull this jar with white liquid in it out. And they'd say, have you tried any of this? Of course, I knew it was moonshine. And I'd say, no. And about eight people would pile into a car and they'd take down this moonshine and start feeling really good. And because we were such an oddity, we actually won the band contest and there. And Bob Yellen won the banjo contest for 2 years in a row.